welcome again to Daily Inspiration. I'd like to share God's word with you today to help you grow in your walk with the Lord Jesus. I would like to go to an Old Testament prophet's book today. I would like to go to Micah chapter 7. Micah chapter 7. And I would like to go to verse 18, Micah 7:18. This is God speaking to Israel, and he's wanting them to have confidence in him, confidence in the mercy of God. God is defined many times in the Old Testament as a God of mercy. Now, if you haven't met God as a God of mercy, I would like to introduce to you the living God, who's a God of mercy. In verse 18, it says, "Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy." Just meditate on that. "Because he delighteth in mercy." Read it again. "Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old." So I just want to let you know, there's no God like Jehovah God of the Old Testament. He's a God that can show mercy and pardon. He can forgive us. He can have compassion upon us, it says. And the reason he can do that is because he's a God of mercy. He delights in mercy. It says there in Exodus 20 that he shows mercy to thousands, to those that love him and keep his commandments. Shows mercy. And I love the part where he says, he will subdue our iniquities, and he will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Now I want to take you to a coastal place right now in God's kingdom. And there's this place, we're just going to call it the Sea of Forgetfulness. It's a deep blue sea. And as you get to the bank of this sea, if we could be there physically, it's a place of depth and hiding where God casts the sin. Deep into the sea, it says, "And cast all their sins." Thou will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. And I like what one old preacher said one time. He said, and there's a big old sign right there on the seashore that says, "No fishing, no fishing." God, when he cast and forgive your sin and puts it in the depths of the sea, it's to be remembered no more. Their sins and iniquity, he said, I'd remember no more. And I want you to know, today, as Jesus was dying on the cross, if we could go back 2,000 years, he said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." And then he said, "It is finished," was his final word of the seven phrases he spoke on the cross. And he said, "It is finished." And if you could picture the big stamp coming down on the bill saying "paid in full," that Christ forgave us. He paid the sin debt. We could not pay a debt. because we were sinners. But Christ died for us, and he legally, legally with God, could pay for the sins. If you were in court and the judge sentenced you to healthy fines for speeding or some other violation, and you were going to jail because you didn't have the money to pay your fines, if a rich man stepped in the courtroom and paid your fine, the law would be satisfied because someone had to pay the fine. The law demanded justice. And legally, God can forgive you on Christ's stead, what he did for you on the cross 2,000 years ago. And he can take your sins and wash them away. He'll subdue your iniquities. He'll give you power. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. You've got to believe on the Lord Jesus today, and you've got to put him first and trust what he did on the cross for you. Then you've got to do what he told the woman caught in adultery, go and sin no more. We've got a false religion out there that says you can sin, because God died on the cross for you. My friend, you better quit your sinning. You better get your life right with God. You better walk in worthy forgiveness of what he did for you. You've got to receive that forgiveness with thankfulness and honor. You've got to walk worthy of what God has done for you. The Bible says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And the quick answer Paul gave to that was, God forbid. But I want you to delight in the mercy of God, because he delights in mercy. I want you to receive his mercy and know that he puts your sin away. There's no condemnation, Romans 8:1. No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. That's the God that does not continue to hold your sin against you. But he says there that there's no condemnation to those that walk in the spirit and not after the flesh. We've got to walk worthy. We've got to receive it. We've got to believe it. We've got to let God work in us. Be faithful to Jesus today, and thank you for your call.